Welcome, everybody. I appreciate you guys taking the time this morning and even afternoon, and depending on where you guys are time zone-wise. We decided this last week that we were going to try and put together a new Getting Started call every Saturday. It'll either be 11 a.m. or 12 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, just depending on how it goes today and numbers-wise. But we will send that out to everybody and make sure that you guys have the information. And we wanted to have a chance to reach out to every new distributor that's joining our Kyani teams all across the country, and really eliminate any excuses for anybody, you know, who might be in a remote area as well, feeling like, okay, if I have the information and I have the training, you know, it'll build that confidence to where I'm ready to go talk to anybody and obviously be saying the right things and going about it in the best way possible. And Kyani is an awesome opportunity. In fact, hands down, the best opportunity I've ever seen. I mean, show me one other industry where a stay-at-home mom around, you know, what she's currently doing can actually apply that work ethic and that desire and become financially independent. It's a beautiful thing. And we've seen so many, including, you know, hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of people having success all around the world. And our job is to now teach other people how to do that same thing. And a lot of that comes with understanding and having a realistic perception of what it takes to become successful in Kyani. So as a brand new distributor, it's really important your mindset of what you understand about Kyani and what you understand about yourself. Kyani is not a try experience. You know, for anybody who's a Jedi fan, you know, you guys have seen little Yoda talk about there is no try. It's do or don't do. And Kyani is the exact same way. If you got involved in Kyani saying, I'll give this a try and see where it goes, I can pretty much guarantee you're going to fail. And the only failure in Kyani is quitting. So frustrations kick in. You know, we haven't taken the time to really absorb it and work with the people around us and, you know, go out and put those things into action. But trying is just not an option. It's making that decision to do something or not do it. Kyani, I also tell our new distributors, we need to have a 2-year commitment. Any type of business that you have, you're going to have ups and downs. You're going to have obstacles. And show me a traditional business where, you know, people can invest tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars, and even make their money back in the first 2 years. You know, the best part about Kyani is that it's a $499 investment, and then you have to invest in getting to the international training event, you know, which as a brand new distributor is a $79 ticket. If you wait until you get to Orlando, it's $149. But that is the cost of doing business. And it's also the biggest downfall of Kyani, because if you invested $50,000 into your Kyani business, you know, the first 5, 10, even if it were 100 people that told you no, you wouldn't care. You would go out and make things happen. You would talk to as many people as it took to make sure that you not only recouped your investment, but became your own success story. And that comes with how you perceive Kyani. If you think Kyani is a nickel and dime business, that's exactly what the kind of money that you will make. But if you recognize you have a multi-million dollar opportunity and you treat it with that same level of respect, putting the time and effort into it, you know, learning as much as you possibly can about it, that is the kind of income that you should expect. The other thing that we want to talk about is making the time to invest in your Kyani business. Everybody's busy, you guys. In fact, it's very rare that I ever come across someone that says, oh, I have all the time in the world. I'm not doing anything. You know, this is perfect. I can put a full-time effort into Kyani. Most people are busy. You know, they have a family. They have a job. They have, you know, commitments with church or community or schools. But at the same time, the busiest people I know are the ones that know how to get things done. And so if something becomes a priority, you will rearrange your life to make an effort to put time into it. Let me give you an example. If I found out I was having twins 9 months from now, I would have to reprioritize, and I would have to find the time, because obviously that would be an important milestone in my life. That's not an announcement, by the way. Becky's not having twins 9 months from now. But you can understand along that same level, if Kyani becomes important to you and you recognize what it can actually provide for you and your family, then you will prioritize and make the time. And here's what I've been asking people to do. You know, if your goals have to do with sapphire and ruby and diamond, which, by the way, If you got involved in this business to get to jade and pearl, you haven't yet understood what you have in your hands. Kiani is, again, an incredible opportunity. The products, they are beyond what you ever expected them to be. The compensation plan is second to none. But you have to put the time into it. And this is what I'm asking for people. On the average, cut out 2 nights a week and 2 Saturdays a month that you can commit to your Kiani business. Now, that's not commit to me or commit to your upline. This is to yourself. And I'm telling you, if you get in the habit of letting yourself down in life, you're not going to get very far. It doesn't matter if it's Kiani or any other aspect in your life. You've got to learn how to make a commitment to yourself and follow through. And Kiani and your upline will help you do the rest. So set aside 2 nights, maybe a couple hours of phone time somewhere in the week, and 2 Saturdays. And I'm not asking you to avoid your family or quit your job. I'm saying give up TV time. Quit the bowling league. Put off the softball league. You know, no more, you know, cut out the party time for 2 years of your life to become financially independent. I mean, you can't tell me that that's not worth every second that you put into it. 2 years of giving up all of those things so that you can have something greater down the road. I mean, give up your softball league so you never miss one of your kids' baseball games in their entire life. I mean, those are the kind of sacrifices that we're talking about. And they just make sense. Because if you want something great, you have to give up something good. And that's just a life principle. It applies to every aspect of our lives. So let's talk about who we're going to approach with our Kiani business. You know, we always train about being able to recognize people for what they truly are. You know, one of the sayings that my dad taught me since I was a little girl that has always stuck with me is he would literally sit me down and look at me, and I would be disappointed in someone or disappointed in something, and he would say, Becky, this is a rule that applies the rest of your life. When someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time. Now, let me explain that. When someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time. It means when someone flakes on you, when someone lies to you, when someone says they're going to do something and yet they don't, believe them the first time that that is who they are. That is their character. That is their level of integrity. That is who they are. It does not make them a bad person. It's just you have to know who people are to get where you want to go and to understand who you can trust in life. Now, we explain them as red and green and rotten apples in Kiani. And I don't know why they're apples, but it works. So stick with me here, you guys. Red apples are the people that are up for just about anything. They love going out of their way for people. They love being a part of something. They're optimistic. They're upbeat. You know, they're the glasses half full kind of people in your life. They're the ones that you call, and if you say, hey, I have a favor to ask, their first response is, sure, Becky, what is it? You know, what can I help you with? They don't even know what it is yet, and they're all in. Or if I call my best friend and say, hey, let's go see a movie, she's like, sure, okay, what time? You know, she doesn't care what movie it is or where we're going or, you know, who's coming with us. She's just in. You know, she's all about having fun. She's all about generosity. Those are red apples in our lives. You want to spend 80% of your time in Kiani with red apples. Whether they are distributors that join your team, whether they are prospects that you want to talk to, whether they are potential customers, that's where you want to focus 80% of your time. So let's talk about green apples. Green apples are people that are very logical. They like to do research, and they like to ask questions. You know, so here's a green apple. If I say, hey, I have a favor to ask, a green apple says, well, what is it? Well, what does it involve? Okay, tell me about it. You know, they have questions. And that's okay, but you're still only going to spend 20% of your time with green apples because most of them, if you approach them about Kiani, they want to check out the website. They want a couple days to think about it. They want more documentation. They want to see research. You know, they need more information to wrap their brain around it. Now, again, it doesn't make them good or bad. It's just the truth about who they are. 20% of your time, because if you spend all your time with green apples, you are going to be feeling like you're chasing people, and it'll take you months and months and months to recruit one or two or three people because that's just who they are. They're green apples. My husband is a green apple, but the best part about green apples is long-term, when they do join the company, because they've taken their time, they've done their research, and A plus B equals C, and nobody can change their mind about that, they become a distributor for life. They've made a decision. They're committed to it. It makes sense. Why wouldn't everybody else do this? But you cannot spend all of your time with green apples. You spend 20% of your time with green apples. Now let's talk about rotten apples. You can imagine if we're spending 80% of our time with red apples, 20% of our time with green apples, that doesn't leave much time for the rotten apples. So let me explain what a rotten apple is. It's someone who I ask them if they want to go see a movie, and not only do they not want to go, they're going to tell me how I'm going to get in a car accident on the way there and I shouldn't go either, or how about movies will rot your brain, or how she had a friend who, you know, fell into a coma during a movie. I mean, literally, not only are they negative on something, but they're trying to turn you negative as well. Now, you cannot change people. And I'm going to say that again. You cannot change people. So you have to get good at recognizing who the people in your lives are and understand where to spend your time. If you get into a conversation with a rotten apple, who you thought was a red apple or a green apple, the best thing to do is to thank them for their time. You're right, Kayani is not for you. Have a great day. Love you anyway. I got to go. Someone's at the door. Get out of the conversation. Get off the phone call and move on. Because the further you go into a conversation with a rotten apple, the more you're going to put yourself into a 2 or 3 day funk as well. Because emotionally, they will try to get to you. And that's not what we're about. We're trying to avoid the obstacles, you know, the voices around us that are negative. And make sure you're avoiding the voices in your head that are sometimes even louder than the voices around you. So, again, no time whatsoever with rotten apples. Just move on. You know, we pass on rotten apples. The other thing we want to talk about are the actual actions that we're going to take. You know, Kayani, we do a very few things in order to get where we want to go, but we have to do those few things really well. I am not good at a lot of things in life. You guys can ask my husband. I stink at a lot of things. But networking and understanding the principles of Kayani, I got this. This I know. This I know I'm an expert at it. And this I love teaching as well. Making a list, you guys, that's the first thing we do in Kayani. And as a new distributor, it's probably the most important thing we can do. And I don't care if you've been in the business for a week or a month or a year. If you haven't made a list, sit down today and make a list. Now, I'm not talking about using your phone as your list or your address book as your list. I'm talking grab a Kayani binder and start making a list. And we're not talking about one or two or three names. The average 18-year-old knows over 2,000 people by their first name. Time to dig deep and put those names on a piece of paper. I'm not saying you're going to have to contact, you know, 2,000 people. That's crazy. That's not going to happen. But you do need to give yourself an opportunity to succeed, meeting 20, 30, 40, 50 names. And what's crazy is when we started Kayani, I wrote down 200 names, you guys. Here we are, 6.5 years later, we've gotten to number 20. So if we do this the right way and we duplicate the right habits, it's not about who recruits the most people. It's about who duplicates the right habits with a handful of people. So make a list. Don't prejudge who's going to say yes, who's going to say no, who's going to love the product, who can afford it, you know, who's done this before, who's shy. That's not your concern. Your job is to not make you know, decisions for other people of whether Kayani works or not. Your job is to introduce it to them. So you got to start with a list. Make a list. Pretend like you're getting $100 a name for every name that you write down, you guys. Because here's the reality of it. You know, if Becky Bursell, you know, can make over $3 million a year with Kayani, those 30 or 20 names that I wrote down, you know, let's say I even wrote down 30 names, you guys, and if I'm making $3 million a year, that means those 30 names were worth $100,000. Every single one of those names that I wrote were worth $100,000 a year to me. So don't skimp on your dreams here, you guys. Don't skimp on your goals. Start writing down names. Again, don't prejudge. Pretend like you're getting married, you're sending out invitations, and you want a heck of a lot of presents at your wedding. That kind of list, guys. So start there. Give yourself a starting point. So if you haven't physically made a list, do that when we get off the phone. Second thing that we do is we schedule what we call a PBR. It's a home meeting. There's a reason why we don't ask people to go rent out hotel rooms or have things catered, because one, it's expensive, and two, not everybody can do it, which means it's not going to duplicate. But everybody has a living room, and I don't care if it's the smallest living room in history. You know, if you can put 10 people standing in there, then you need to have it in your own home. Because even if everybody's standing, people walk in and be like, dang, something's going on here. Like, this is a happening party. You know, standing room only in the back. That's awesome. that's the kind of impression that you want to leave on people. So plan your home meeting. We call it a PBR, a personal business reception. And you need to commit within your first 72 hours a date that you're going to have your PBR. Now, don't plan it 2 weeks out. Don't plan it a month out. You know, literally give yourself a couple days, because your contacts do not need more than 3 days notice to get to your PBR. If you give them more notice than that, they'll start scheduling other things on top of it. And to clarify, you are not going to have every person that you call be able to come at one time, because people are busy. Yes, they have kids. They have things legitimately going on, but you're not going to only have one PBR. But stick to a date within a couple days of getting started. Start making phone calls with your upline, because they're going to show you the best way to talk to people, how to overcome objections. And worst case scenarios, you say, you know what, I'm brand new, but my trainer, you know, an expert in this company, she's actually sitting right next to me. In fact, let me put you on the phone with her and she can answer all your questions. Don't ask permission, just hand them the phone. And that upline, you know, whether it's a Jade or your sponsor or Sapphire or your double red diamond, they are going to commit them to coming to your PBR. So work with your team and your upline to help make those commitments of having. And make a goal to have 10 or 15 people at your first PBR and really launch your business, you guys. This isn't just, hey, I started a month ago, you know, let's do something. This is, hey, let's make a splash. Let's create a success story for myself and really take charge of this. I'm not going to try, Kayani. I'm going to do it. So make a list, guys, and then schedule your PBR. Again, hopefully within 72 hours of getting started. First rule of PBRs is we don't cancel PBRs. If you set it with your upline, they may have to go get a babysitter. They may have to take time off of work. They're going to rearrange their schedule to help you build your business. We do not cancel PBRs. If you set one, I don't care if you have to go drag people from your neighborhood over to the house. You fill a room and you make it happen. Second rule of having a PBR is we don't do group PBRs. Meaning if you get started and your neighbor got started at the same time, you're not going to have a combined meeting, because all you're doing is saying, well, I'll let him pick up the slack because I'm not willing to take responsibility over my business yet because I'm still trying this thing. Once you've committed that you're doing it, you're going to take responsibility for your organization, for your success, and you're going to take a little bit of pressure on yourself to fill a room. So we don't cancel PBRs. We don't do group PBRs. And the third rule, again, is within your first 72 hours, either you're having a PBR or you've already scheduled it for the next couple days. So we're making a list. We're having PBRs. Number three, you guys, of getting started is we get customers. The best way to get customers is from your PBRs. Those that don't sign up on the spot to become a distributor, we're going to get them as a customer. Consolation prize, you're going to feel better than you ever have in your life. You're going to improve your family's health, your own health. You know, you're going to start down a path of wellness, and there's no better place to start than Kayani. So get customers from your PBRs. Other way is through the samples, the 7-day trial packs that you got in your starter pack. You hand those out to people. But you don't just hand them out to anybody. You hand them out and you put it halfway in their hand and you pull it away and say, look, this stuff is good. Like it's better than any of those products out there that you know about. So if I give you this, you can't say you're going to take it and then have it, you know, sitting on a shelf for the next week. Like if I give this to you, You better trust me enough that you're actually taking it every single day. Can I count on you to do that? Absolutely. So get a commitment that they're going to actually take it. And then when you give them that, you follow up. Follow up 2 days, 3 days into the 7-day trial pack. You know, tell them, you know, have you guys noticed more energy? Are you sleeping better at night? You know, be more aware of what your body is doing and feeling because you're taking these products. Then after 7 days, we're going to either commit them to a customer, we're going to commit them to doing the business, or we're going to commit them to introducing us to other people that if they're not interested, we want to know who in their life is. It's called networking, guys. It's what we do. So we're getting customers. The other way that we get customers is we ask a favor. There are people in our lives that are literally willing to go out of their way to help support you because they would rather support you than GNC or Costco or any online products that they're taking. And if there's anyone in your life that's in that baby boom stage, you could go to their house, open up a cupboard of products, and health products will fall out on top of you. So people are spending money every single month to do it. And whether they're spending money already on health products or they're spending money on energy drinks or sodas or power bars, they're spending the money. It's just on the wrong things. And we're going to shift that revenue to your pocket. Because why not support a friend and a family member with a better product than a stranger with crappier products? Sounds harsh, but it's absolutely true, you guys. So ask someone, do me a favor, try the product. You have a 30-day money-back guarantee. You have absolutely nothing to lose. And as a friend or a family member, I would appreciate if you would support my business instead of someone else's. So do me a favor, try the product. The other way to get customers, you guys, is take that product with you everywhere you go, whether it's the Nitro, the Sunrise samples. I don't care if you're sitting at dinner with a room full of people. Have the products out on the table. Take them throughout your dinner. Have them with you when you're working out at the gym. Have them with you when you're at the mall, you run into somebody, you're having a conversation, take it out, take it. They're going to ask you what it is. You know, have it out in front of people. Take it before a game. If you play softball, which you're not supposed to for the next 2 years, by the way, but if you do, and it's on one of your off days, not the two Saturdays you've committed to Kiani, take it in front of your whole team. You know, if your daughter plays volleyball, which mine does, she takes Nitro Extreme before every game. Guess what? Her coach knows about the product. Her friends know about the product. You know, most of the girls on the team take the product now, not because I sold them, but because they saw Josie taking it, my daughter. So have it out in the public. Make it part of your everyday life. It's familiar to you, and even if you just have it around, people will ask the questions, and they open the door. You just have to learn when to walk through it. So we make a list. We have PBRs. We get customers. The last thing we do, you guys, is we get to a training event. It is not an option for success in Kiani to not go to the training events. We have one international a year. It is January 16th through the 18th in Orlando, Florida. Does it cost money? Yes. Is it worth it? 10 times yes, you guys. I don't know any doctor or dentist or attorney or anyone, you know, who's doing business on a higher level that doesn't continue their education, that doesn't take the time to still get trained, to go out and become better at their craft. We do the same thing. Not only will you get the education to become an independent distributor, you guys, until you go to a training event, you are a dependent distributor. You're dependent on other people for information. You're dependent on other people to move your business. And if you are a controller like me, I'm not putting my paycheck in anybody else's hands. If I want to get where I want to go, get out of the way. And I better have the information, I better have the knowledge, I better have the work ethic, and that all comes through the training events, you guys. You become the expert in your own business, because if you're depending on someone else to do that, your paycheck is in someone else's hands. So until you get to the training, again, you're in a tough spot. So we've got to step up and make that happen. I don't care if you have to sell your Xbox to go. I don't care if you have to sell your water heater to go. I don't care if you have to sell your car to go, if you have to take out a loan, if you have to hawk a watch, if you have to put something in pawn. Like, these are all things that not only have I done, but people around me have done, especially people that are making millions in this company. Because, again, the bigger the sacrifice, the bigger the reward. And there are no more excuses in our lives, you guys. We've done that our whole life. And if Kiani is going to be a success, then we've got to pay the price. Because we either pay the price now, and it's uncomfortable, but we live the life that other people dream about. Or we wait 10 years and we've paid the price of procrastination. And that is a much more painful life, and it lasts a whole lot longer. So upfront and in full, you guys, it's time to pay the price. Get to the training. We have to learn how to copy duplicate this business. In school, we get in a lot of trouble for copying. Here in Kiani, if you just copy what your upline has done, what the diamonds have done, what the successful people have done, you will have what successful people have. And here's the thing, you can be okay at recruiting, you can be okay at getting customers, but if you master the art of getting to the training events and getting your team to the training events, you will make millions in Kiani. You will make millions in Kiani by being a master promoter. Be the Don King of Kiani. Well, let's do the honest Don King version of Kiani, actually. But look how much money he has made in his lifetime for promoting someone else, for getting people to watch something else going on. We do the same thing, you guys. Nobody gets paid because people go to the training events. What you do is create success for other people. You get them there. You give them the fire. You give them the plan. You give them the motivation. All of that comes through the events so that the events can help you build your business and take it to the next level. So the training events, it's not an option. And I'm going to be flat out honest with everybody on the phone. If you're not willing to go to a training event, quit now. Save yourself the heartache. Because a year from now, you're going to be doing the same things. You're going to be trying to do PBRs. You're going to be trying to get customers, but you're never going to the training events, and you'll be in the same place now that you are a year from now. get to the training events, guys. I will give you a personal guarantee. It will be not only worth every penny it costs to get there, and I'm talking whether it's gas or a bus ticket or an airplane, you know, whatever it is, if it's not worth every penny after that weekend's over, you can come to me and I will personally write you a check to reimburse you for every cost to get there. Nobody else is going to give you that guarantee, but I will, because I'm telling you, it is worth it. Don't underestimate it. Don't put it off. You got to be there. Last thing I want you guys to do is to be coachable. You have the most phenomenal leaders in all of this industry working in Kiani. You know, you have people like Angel Olvera and Mike Akagi and Mary Louise Zeller and Steve Pineda and Mike Towns and Ricky Brown. I mean, I literally could go on for days and days about all the phenomenal leaders that you guys have the opportunity to work with. Do not take them for granted. They give up a lot in order to jump into your business and help you succeed. But you cannot be coachable and be doing your own thing. You can't also have a line where you say, I'm going to be 50% coachable. You have to say, okay, I may question it. I may not understand it. I may doubt it. But I'm going to do it because I'm not willing to try this Kiani thing. I'm going to make it happen. And if it's worked for them, it's going to work for me. You've got to be focused. You can't let other people distract you from your goals in life, because no one else is going to pay your bills. No one else is going to put your kids through college. No one else is going to give you a residual lifestyle the way that you can through Kiani. So if you start buying into someone else's opinion, you guys, you buy their lifestyle. And be careful who you're listening to in your life. And I'm telling you, I don't care if it's a spouse or a parent or even a child in your life. If they're not living the life that you want, stop asking their opinion on how to get what you want. If you want something that somebody else has, you duplicate what they've done. If you want to become a double red diamond in Kiani, why would you go ask someone that isn't there? Then you do what a double red diamond is asking you to do. Because I'm never going to give you advice to take you away from building your Kiani business. I'm not going to steer you in the wrong direction. It doesn't make sense. The only way for your leaders in Kiani to have success is if you are their next success story. And that's what we want. That's where we're going, guys, as a team, as a collective, as a U.S. market together. It's amazing to me how people will go to school for 4 years. They'll go to college. They will literally become, some of them, or even a doctor or an attorney. And I'm not knocking education, because I'm a full advocate of it. My children will have a college education. You know, I will do everything possible for anyone around me to have a college education. It's important. But whether it's a college education or it's, you know, service in the military or it's, you know, beauty school or cosmetic school afterwards, all of those things are continuing your education. But to do all of those things, you know, you pay a price. And whether it's financial or it's time or it's, you know, physical, whatever it is, you've understood how to pay that price. And I've never understood how people can do that and then not have a higher expectation of what's coming out of it. Kiani, imagine if you put 4 years of your hard work and dedication like you do your college education here. You would become financially independent. You wouldn't have to worry about getting a job after being $120,000 in debt. Have that same commitment, you guys, to what could literally be the best education of your life. Kiani has been the best education of my life. How to understand people, how to move in the right direction, understanding that there's a better way to earn an income than to trade your time for dollars. Residual income, it will ruin you for life. You start to make $200 a month on a residual basis, you're going to get excited. You make $2,000 a month, you make $20,000 a month, you make $200,000 a month, you are ruined for life. You will never, ever, ever work for someone else again another day in your life. It is the most incredible experience, you guys, and you have that in your hands with Kiani. So make your plans, guys. Well, you already know how to get there. Keep your mind in the right place. Make the commitments. Talk to the right people. Know who your red, green, and rotten apples are. Make your list. Schedule your PBR. We're going to get customers. We're getting the training events. And lastly, we're going to be coachable to the leaders that you work with, because they have a system. And you need to know where their websites are. You need to know where their presentations are. And if you don't, then call the person that sponsored you and find out, because they have the direction. They have the tools. And they've created them specifically for you, guys. So no more procrastinating. You cut out the time, you figure out what two nights a week and which two Saturdays a month you're going to make this happen, and everything else you fit in the cracks And you will never regret a moment that you put into Kiani, guys. I'm so excited for you. Make sure that you are looking to become Sapphire. Jade and Pearl, it's a blink of an eye on your way to Sapphire. We build a 5-5-5 system, you guys. You get 5 customers. You have 5 distributors. You help those 5 distributors do the same thing. They get 5 customers. They have 5 distributors. You're already a Sapphire in Kiani. Our average Sapphire is making over $2,000 a month on a residual basis. They can make great weekly checks from sponsoring people. They also are driving a $40,000 vehicle. You could do that in the next 30 days, guys, if you just live, eat, and breathe that 5-5-5. My goal, 5 distributors, 5 customers. Then I'm going to help them get 5 distributors and 5 customers, and you're already a Sapphire. It'll happen faster than you think if you do everything that we talked about today. So again, you guys, I appreciate your time. Get back to the people that put you on the phone today. Make a plan. Put it in place. And we'll make it happen, guys. We'll see everybody soon. God bless. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.